This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Homeless people in North Texas face a mountain of obstacles on the path to financial stability. And often, the largest setback comes from a small expense. Think steel-toed boots for a factory job or an application fee for an apartment. About 4 years ago, the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance created a fund aimed at helping low-income families meet these needs. David Gruber is with the nonprofit, and he's here to talk about how the fund has been instrumental in getting some homeless North Texans back on their feet. David Gruber, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
You all published some details on how the so-called Flex Fund has been used within the last year, which has been your busiest. How so?
I went back and looked at the numbers, and we've solved 1,400 of these problems. I just keep coming upon more and more examples. I mean, some of them are really simple, right? You and I, if we rent an apartment, there's probably going to be, you know, some kind of rental deposit fee or whatever. If we don't have great credit, maybe there'll be a risk fee. One that I really like and remember was this happened about 4 years ago. It was one of the first problems that we solved for someone was that she was unsheltered. And her case manager found her an apartment, got her a voucher, and she was ready to move in. And the apartment complex was pet friendly. But they said, you know what? We do have a policy where we need a pet deposit. And it's going to be $45. And the only, essentially the only thing this woman had in life was her dog. What we were able to do was say, $45? We can house somebody for $45? That's pretty incredible. So we wrote the check to the apartment complex, and the woman was housed.
How is this program supported?
Private money. So it's private foundations and United Way. Because part of the reason that we need this type of program is because typically government doesn't fund these small things. Now, government, federal, state, city, you know, they're different levels. They'll fund the big things. They'll fund the shelters. They'll fund the housing vouchers. But they don't have line items for these little things. You know, our biggest donor has been the King Foundation. So far, we have raised about in the neighborhood of $638,000 for this because, again, the need is quite great. About $205,000 of that has been the King Foundation. And United Way has been about $100,000 of that. And then the Moody Foundation, about $78,500, and recently we got a donation from the Perot Foundation of about $65,000. But some donations we got are $500.
What has the reaction been so far from city officials about the Flex Fund?
They're extremely grateful that it's there. They were the ones who initially, I think, came to us and said, hey, we're running into a problem with the St. Jude Project. Can you help? They've been very appreciative of the fact that the Flex Fund is out there.
Do you have any plans to expand the Flex Fund?
Well, we have to because the need is growing. I mean, we forecast for July through June, I've been told I need to raise $222,000. That's a lot of money. We're very fortunate in the fact that we're going to get there. But I wake up every morning and I'm thinking, looking at my charts and trying to figure out who's the next person I can ask for this. And we do estimate that it will increase year to year.
As someone who works at an organization that's in the trenches with concerns to addressing the homeless crisis, what's something that you think most people miss?
The main thing that some people miss is that there's very little difference between you and a person who is homeless. Now, when I say a person who is homeless, most people picture the person who's on the DART platform. And I'm going to say that deep down, even that person is not that different from you and me. Most of the homeless people in Dallas, you would not be able to pick them out of a lineup and say they're homeless. And I think if we could establish that understanding, we could end homelessness a lot sooner.
David Gruber is the Director of Development and Communications for the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.